The Athlete of the Week program is brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And this week's Athlete of the Week, a little bit different twist on our Athlete of the Week. We're going to bring in here a young lady who was on the 1974 Class B State Championship team for Tecumseh High School. And Barb Tooman, welcome inside the cave.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you were at the game when Tecumseh won their state championship game. It probably brought back some memories of when you guys did it.
Oh, it was absolutely thrilling. We were so excited that it was at the Breslin Center because that's an excellent place to have such a championship game. Full of memories for me as a Michigan State alum, and created new memories. So.
Well, you had your championship for Tecumseh in 1974, and that was only the second year, as I understand it, that they had a state championship for girls.
Yes, Title IX was signed in June of 1972, but we started as a team in June of 1971.
So tell us about your season and what your final record was for the year of 1974.
Well, we went undefeated in 74, which we had gotten beaten in 1973, and we vowed that that would not happen. So in June, I have the date here, June 25th, 1974, Coach Wilson wrote our parents and asked if they would make a commitment, as would the community, to help us to succeed. So we won 18 straight games. We averaged 34.5 points more than our opponents over those 18 games, so we were quite the dominating force in Class B back then.
Barb, I did a little homework, and I couldn't find much, but do you remember, I've got the score, do you remember the score? You beat Harper Woods Regina. Do you remember the score?
Yes. 57-29.
You are exactly right. And the was the coach, I attached a name with the thing. Was Diane Nelson the head coach at that time?
Diane Nelson was our head coach, and Jim Kurtz was sort of our assistant. He's not in any of the photographs, but I did look that up, and he is in several of my personal photographs. You can see him kind of on the side. He recruited the boys to come and help us, and they helped us quite a bit because they were told that they could follow us and play dirty ball, and they did that. They knocked us down. They pushed us over, rammed us into the wall. They really made us tough.
Well, Barb, I can tell you that is still occurring at Tecumseh High School now. We have the boys in to practice against the girls quite often. Barb, tell us, where was the game played at? Where was the state championship at?
In Kentwood. We played in Kentwood in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
We got to stay in the hotel two nights. It was quite the thrill.
Barb, tell us.
Back then, Tecumseh wasn't near as big. You know, we were definitely a little town back then.
Tell us a little bit about your teammates. How many people were on the team, and you probably can remember every one of their names.
There were 14 of us for the state championship. We brought up 5 people from JV to play with us to round out the bench, and. Yeah, Susie Brown, Julie Anderson, Melinda Turnick, Julie Murphy, Janice Stevens, Laura Perkey, Becky Storms, Tay Gupel, Jane Faulkner, Connie Younglove, Grace Burns, Chris Underwood, Tori Inwin, and Debbie Stedley.
Is Becky Storm Becky Wagley now?
She is. She lives in Adrian, and
Yeah, that name came up.
She was in Florida. She was in Florida, so we weren't able to be together. So everybody is sort of spread out all over the country.
Yeah.
So it takes a bit of a minute to get everybody together.
I talked to some other Adrian people that were about in that same era, and Becky Wagley is a retired school teacher here from Adrian, and somebody that both Pat and I know very well. But tell us a little bit about the game, the way the game was played. Obviously, there was no three-point line. What were some of the differences in 73 and 74 with the girls' game in terms of, you obviously were playing quarters at that time, but tell us a little about some of the different things that were going on at that time.
Well, we really enjoyed sitting at that game and reminiscing because we noticed that the girls play with a smaller ball now. We played with the same ball as the boys, so I'm not sure when that switch occurred.
Yeah.
We got a big kick out of the three-point play because we didn't have that, of course, and that made a huge difference in the progress of the game. And once, Julie Murphy, who was basically, she would be now our three-point shooter, she was called out of bounds because she was so far over. So the basket didn't count. So we were laughing. We said, we wish we could go back and figure out how many times that she would have had a three-point play, and you can only imagine what that would have done to our scores. So that those two things were huge. We also were very different in that we didn't really have a lot of organized setup plays. We were a thinking team, and we were taught how to think on the floor, and if we were so far ahead, we had to do a minimum of 20 passes before we could score. So we called that the four corners. We would go into that four corners and pass back and forth. The crowd would be cheering because they knew what was going to happen. And when that key would open up so far, then, of course, the pass would go in and there'd be an easy layup. And it was often different people. And sometimes we would say to each other, you know, Melinda, you go shoot this time. She was kind of a small, really great guard. But we were not a very large team compared to some of our competitors. So it was always fun to do that four corners. But again, that three-point shot now really takes care of that. They don't really play four corners very often.
Now, Barb, I know Ron Spagnoli was a longtime coach at Tecumseh. Did he come after Diane?
I honestly did not look that up. I knew him,
I think he was the boys' coach for a while.
I'm not really sure where he was in the setup of all those things. We did a lot of things with Pat Connors, the football coach, and Coach Fagan. We did a lot of things with them, and of course Jim Curtis. So I think he was there at some point during the time that I was in Tecumseh, because I was in Tecumseh with my parents about 30 years after we won. So I get it all mixed up who was actually there when I was there, you know, in school.
Barb, I know you were at the game a couple Saturdays ago. Was there any similarities between this year's state champions and your championship team in 1974, did you see any similarities that may have been similar to your state championship team?
Well, I liked that they obviously do strength training. Of course, our strength training was different back then. We used to pick each other up on our shoulders and rock back and forth on our toes and heels to help our rebounding. They definitely work in a gym. But they were very cohesive. They like each other. They're good friends. They're good teammates. They pass the ball very well. And rebounding was very important to us, as it was for them. They found themselves sort of in a nail-biter of a third quarter, and they didn't give up. They pushed through what we said as we were sitting there. We thought they became a little nervous. But how different that three-point play really does make in the score. So a couple three-point plays, that gains some confidence, and then they just went on to play. So that's sort of how We were rarely behind in any game. We were behind in our very first game of that season against Adrian. We played that early on. We only won that game by 8 points. But then the other games we won, you know, in double digits. So that first Adrian game, and I will say that second Adrian game, we beat them by 33. So there was growth in the season. So I watched this team last year, and I felt like there was much improvement. And along with us, they dedicated themselves early. I'm not sure how early, maybe the day after they lost, to win. And I think our motto was We Believe. We had the whole town saying that for us, and I saw that same kind of camaraderie with this team, that the town was really behind them. And I think that is a key to small-town basketball for high school students. Sometimes the bigger schools, they do have a following, but not such a close friendship following. There were people there from 50 years ago. I can't even tell you. It was like going home for me. I show up, and there are people. Well, there were many people that were at my wedding, and here they are. They were at the championship game when I won, and here they are at this championship game 50 years later. So that just shows the longevity of Tecumseh and its community.
Barb, we're up against the clock here, but I would like you to tell us where you're living now and what was your life work?
Well, I'm in St. Joseph, Michigan, and I live kind of all around the country. I was an assistant athletic director for the University of Kansas under Bob Fredericks, and really, really liked him, really liked my work there. I enjoyed helping with student athletes. I've been a professional photographer. I've had a beautiful family of 3 children and 14 grandchildren. And just really a fun, adventurous time. My husband's a criminal defense attorney, and that brought us back here to St. Joseph. We love being next to Lake Michigan and the joy of that. And we really do enjoy basketball. We keep up with the NCAA basketball. So it's great to be in a small town again. So.
Well, Barb, we want to thank you for being with us here today on Inside the Cave and celebrating 51 years of the 1974 Class B State Championship for Tecumseh High School. And again, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. And our Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District. And your hard work and dedication inspire us all. LISD, high-quality education for students in Lunaway County.